Hello everyone, thanks for joining us today for a short devotional message. We're down here on the Limestone Road in North Belfast, a place called Tiger's Bay. And just across the way there's a wonderful wee church fellowship called the Jesus Saves Bible Church. And I hope you've got it there in the camera. Pastor Eric Smith and Sammy Glass here, he's the video man today. But just notice this text on the wall, hasn't been here all that long. The murals change from time to time. But this very well-known text, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. Solomon has just built this temple in Jerusalem. And God gives him this wonderful promise. He says in the previous verse, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. It was a great promise for revival for the nation of Israel. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And whenever God's people, the Israelite nation, fell into sin, God often chastened them by sending pestilence among the people, by allowing the enemies to infiltrate the land, by sending locusts to devour the land. But God gave them this promise that if they would humble themselves, first and foremost, they needed to humble themselves. In our day and generation, our land is in an awful state. But if God's people can humble themselves before God and turn from their pride and repent of their sin and seek God's face in prayer, God promises to hear from heaven and to forgive our sin and to heal our land. Our land tonight is in great need of healing, of revival, and of restoration. And the lot falls in the lap of God's people. If you're a Christian today, I want to encourage you to pray for revival. We're thankful for Christian people in all walks of life. But you know, as God's people, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we can have no confidence in any party, in any denomination, in any political institution, and any individual to change the religious landscape of our nation. Our confidence must be in the very God of heaven, who promises that he can heal our land and he can bring revival and restoration to your land and nation. But there needs to be humility. First and foremost, right at the top of the list, before we even pray, before we even think about sin in our lives, first and foremost, we need to humble ourselves. Pride is the roadblock to revival. Then we need to pray and seek the face of God as never before and turn from sin in our lives, and God promises to bring healing. So can I make an appeal to all the Christians that are listening, privately and publicly, in the closet and in the church, let's get before God. Let's pray to him. Let's seek his face. Let's humble ourselves before him, confess our need, and pray that God will send revival. God bless you tonight, and thank you so much for listening.